Now time for the Svarta Kalacha of the week. Want to talk about an interesting topic that comes up for Svaradim. You're invited out for Shabbat. You should be eating water challah. Sweet challah is a problem for Svaradim because we consider it to be cake and not actually bread. And therefore, you have to be koveh suda, which means you have to have a lot of it. So the question is, what is the shira suda? How much does it actually have to be? Is it 4 beitzim or 3 beitzim? And this is a machloket that rages already back to the time of the Mishnah and Eruvin, pebet umidbet, between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yochanan ben Baroka. Machloket, 3 beitzim or 4 beitzim? That's a big difference. It's a big difference. 3 beitzim is the equivalent of 162 grams, and 4 beitzim is the equivalent of 216 grams. So, how much of that cake do you have to eat to be koveh suda? That is a big machloket. Who do we follow? Rashi and Eruvin Pei Gimel. It's clear from him and from Tosafot. They believe it's 8 beitzim. However, the Rambam Hilchot Eruvin Perek Alp Halacha Vav says it's only it is actually the shiur for a suda is actually 3 beitzim. So and this is a big machloket. Rashi, Rambam, there's two big people, two tanaim, two great rishonim. Well, who do we follow? The Shulchan Aruch quotes actually both opinions, and wow. So who do we follow? So the Svarta Chachamim, all the great posakim from the time of Maran Achida to the Kavachayim to the Ben Ishchai to Ben Ishchai, Kavachayim, Ben Ishchai was earlier than the Kavachayim. So Ben Ishchai, Kavachayim, and Rav Avadja, Rav Mordechai Eliyahu, they all say that lechatchila that you should try to satisfy both opinions. You should be machmir. And therefore try to avoid having between 3 and 4 beitzim, between 162 and 216 grams. However, you're invited over to an Ashkenazi for a Shabbat meal, and they only have sweet bread, and you got to eat a lot. You got to eat 216 grams? That's a lot. So Rav Mordechai Eliyahu rules that in such a situation, there are also other considerations, but in such a situation, as Sfaradi can make hell if it's too hard to have 216 grams of sweet bread, of egg challah, it's enough to have 162 grams, krila on the karadin. So that is a nice kula, and it has a lot to rely upon with that. Kafachim says essentially we follow the opinion of the Rambam, and that the primary opinion in the Shulchan Aruch is the Rambam, that it's 3 beitzim, 162, which is a chumrah, to be careful with 216. So in case if it's difficult, you can follow the Ikar Adin. The Sanch Halacha is at 162 grams, and that should really be enough. And it would be Shalom Yisrael. You know, it would bring good for the Am Yisrael this way. It brings peace. Good for the 9 days where you can go to Ashkenazi and they'll serve egg challah for Shabbat meal. It won't be a problem. And you don't have to have a ridiculous amount of bread. Of course, try to educate the Ashkenazim that they should have, when they serve Svaradim for Shabbat, they should serve water challah, not the egg challah. But if they didn't do that, they forgot, then you can rely on the more, if it's difficult, which it is, you can rely on the more lenient opinions of 162 grams, 3 beitzim being sufficient for what's considered to be kviat su'udah, from which you can make a bracha of hamotzi lechem min ha'aretz. I wish everybody a wonderful Shabbat and a wonderful week to everybody. Should all be good. A lot of haslacha, a lot of bracha.